At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot going on. Plenty of live NBA. We got pucks. We got college rack. Going to keep getting ready for the AFC and NFC title games coming up on Sunday. We've got a lot of coaching news. I mean, we even got coaches getting chopped when they're 30-13 in the NBA as well. We have a lot going on. Plus, Rick Haro on it. I don't know when the last time we had Rick on his actual day, which is Tuesdays usually. He's actually here tonight, so we'll get Rick involved and Coach Young. So a lot to accomplish. And the golf. Can't forget the golf teeing off tomorrow out at Torrey Pines in beautiful Southern California. We'll get some picks for the Farmers as well. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. The one, the only. Go for that to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. We got some basketball action. I'm on the Badgers minus the 5.5. And guess what? These Brooklyn Nets sizzle special. Sizzle special. Can they get through for me? Nope. I don't think I have any props. I gotta see. Big night at the gym, Carver. Big night at the
really?
Gym.
Really? You were hitting it hard at the gym, Joe?
Hitting it hard. Hitting it hard, Carver.
Wow. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. On the grid, we got lots of live action. I'm going to run it all down for you in a moment. We got the golf. We got the AFC and NFC championship games. Haro, Coach Young, Matthias Berbel, a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, just everything is happening. That's for sure. All right, Joe, quickly, let me tell you what's happening. Pacers up 60-49 on the Nuggets. How about that as we're getting close to the end of the first half? Nuggets plus 154 money line, Joe, if you'd like to get involved, down 11. Or you can catch them or down 9 now, plus 3.5 for them on the live number. The Nets lead the Knicks 28-26 as they get to the end of the first quarter. So Knicks now minus 2.5 live, 220.5 is the total there. In college basketball, several games of significance for us, including, Joe, I have the South Carolina-Kentucky game on. As Kentucky was down 6 at the half, they just started the second half in Columbia. As the Gamecocks looking to knock off, and by the way, Joe, South Carolina, they're having a good year. They're 15-3. You know, they're no joke, South Carolina. So we'll see if they can get themselves the upset over Kentucky, or if Kentucky can storm back here and at least win this game. Dayton up 10 on LaSalle. That's late in the second half. Butler's destroying Georgetown. Well, they just got to 11. Wisconsin up 5, Joe. What'd you say you're laying there?
3.5.
3.5. All right. So you're up 5.
I got Ohio State, too, plus the 3.5 against
and they're down 8 at the half in Nebraska. Yeah. The Longhorns and the Sooners, a one-point game at the half in Norman, 33-32. I have a little piece of the Longhorns, Joe, in that game. Syracuse up 1 at the half on Florida State. What else do we got here, Joe? We have VCU down 3 at home to Loyola. UCF hammering West Virginia. We told you Kentucky, which is now a 5-point game, by the way, here, getting 2.5. We've got Pitt right. up 4 on Georgia Tech. Louisville losing by 11 at home to Duke. We have a bunch of games, Joe, that we'll talk about in this hour that are starting at the top, whether it be Xavier Creighton, Missouri, Texas A&M, Michigan, Purdue. That's up to 18.5. TCU and Oklahoma State. We both like the Sooners in that one. Hockey, Joe. Ottawa up 2-0 on Montreal. Tampa up 2-0 on Philly. 2-2 Stars in the Red Wings. And the Knights got a 1-0 lead out at the horse track against the Islanders as they're getting close to the end of the first period there. They shouldn't be, though. They just started. There's no way. FanDuel has to be wrong on that, Joe. I refuse to
believe.
They
got the interns working. They got the interns.
That they are right on that. And they do say 2:20 to go here. A fast-moving first period out at the horse track. Your thoughts, Joe? I just ran it all down for you.
Yeah, Everything you ran it all down. Right. These Badgers suck. Now it's only 2 points. This team, they're gutless in football. They're gutless in basketball. You know, the same type of MO. No explosive plays. They don't run away from anybody unless they're playing like an FCS or, a garbage team. Anybody that has a hint of athleticism, they can go toe-to-toe with Wisconsin. It's amazing. It really is.
It is.
With this four corners of hell.
Four corners of hell. Nobody's running four corners of hell anymore.
That's the way they do it. Slow it down. It's like, you know, how slow can we go? We're watching paint dry. Can we try and score?
Come on, Joe. Come on, Bobby.
What, they got a Bobby on the team? Bobby. Carver, I'm aggravated.
What are you upset about? I don't understand.
I've been so close.
You're too emotional with this stuff. You're just too emotional, Joe.
I'm too emotional.
Yeah, you are sometimes.
You got mad last weekend because I was making fun of the system plays, right?
Well, you know what kind of a week that they had? Do you know what kind of a week they had?
I know. They're on a 16-0 sizzler.
I'm hoping that we get some tomorrow.
Really? You're eating with the filet mignon, you got the crack crab, you got the bib out. I'll take an extra serving. Bring the cheesecake. We're staying late tonight. Mm. I know.
Listen, they were hot last week, Joe. They were hot. So when they're hot, you got to take advantage.
And you love the way that it goes. You're a bully. You got the Billy Club under the bar. I know you. You used to bartend back in the day every now and then.
I did.
I know you did. Had the nightstick right under the thing just in case.
Yeah, not that. Not that much.
Was it wrapped in? I just want to know. Was it wrapped in tape? The handle?
No. That was way back in the day.
All right. Just making sure.
Not allowed to do that anymore, Joe.
I know.
That's frowned upon.
Well, you're not bartending anymore. There's a big difference.
Frowned upon, Joe.
I know. Now it's frowned upon. I know. You can't do anything anymore. You can't even bang under the boards.
Certainly can't.
Can't even bang under the boards. That's like, a felony now. You know, I gave him a little body English. Forget it. Rodman would be in jail today. Lambeer, that group, forget it.
Wouldn't be allowed to play. Wouldn't be allowed to get in there if that was the case. No go. No mas.
No mas. Look at this. Come on. These Nets, Carver. I feel good about these Nets tonight.
You said outright. You said, I don't even want the points.
Outright. I said it.
Long way to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah! Sirius XM 159. Here come the Wildcats, down four. Let's go. Let's go. Another turnover.
Why are you always
give it
against
to
me? Always
give it
against
to him.
Me. Nah,
it's
not tonight.
Oh, he got fouled. Come on. Give it to him anyway.
You're starting to upset me. I'm just
give it
you.
To him anyway.
Nah, yeah. This ain't going to go well over the next couple of hours. I'm telling you that right now. Here comes Ohio State. Get the whip out. I told you.
Yeah, I didn't play Nebraska.
Yeah, good. Hoiberg, complete hump, overrated, punching above his weight.
He's done a
I told
job
you.
There.
He's been punching above his weight all
he's
season.
He's done a very good job there.
Ohio State owns Nebraska. They own them in football. Yeah. They
everybody
own them in basketball.
Everybody before Hoiberg owned Nebraska. So that's not, you know, that's not saying much.
All of a sudden, now you know, you're Mikey Chalk with these basketball picks.
What the hell are you talking about?
You go with the Blue Bloods. You're against me. I was on Coast to Coast today. Who do you like? I like South Carolina. You probably then simultaneously pick Kentucky at the same time.
I told you, I don't. I'm not on the number. We can both eat there. I'm not just in a money line parlay with Kentucky. So
you're
everybody
really
can
eat asking
there.
For a lot. I'm catching 5.5.
All right, like, why can't Kentucky win by 2?
It's like
why can't everybody eat?
Like,
this is
like
where you're a pick. I present you a scenario where both of us can win, and you scoff at it. No good. What do you care if Kentucky wins outright as long as you get to 5.5? What do you care?
Well, I like to, when I make a pick with the dog, I like when they win outright. It gives me bigger
Yeah, but you weren't pumping the chest with that. That's not a big I said it. You said nothing about South Carolina winning outright. Nothing. Now, the Nets is different. If the Nets win outright, that's a pump the chest. Outright, I said it. You know, you could do all that. But not with this. You didn't have that with this.
No?
No. No,
so
no
this
credit.
Is just like, you know, lose and just be happy about it.
No credit.
Right? Like lose no and credit. Cover and just be happy about it.
Yeah, that's it. Then everybody's a winner. Right? Why is that so bad?
It's not bad. I don't know.
Are you going to go in the pool with this Michigan team again, getting 18.5 at Purdue?
I went with the under in Provo.
I think it's going to be a blue-collar game, huh?
I think it's a blue-collar game. That crowd is going to be all over Houston. Kelvin Sampson ain't been to BYU in Provo night there. Midnight? No way. No way, Houston. Little hornet's nest.
Hornet's nest.
BYU going to get some honey tonight. Going to get some honey tonight, BYU.
This Nick game's a dead under, too. Ugh. 35-34.
Where is it? Where 30?
It's the live is down at 214.5. It's a dead
come
under.
Come on, Brooklyn.
Denver down 8.5, Joe. I kind of want to get involved with the Nuggets. But they're at the end of this trip. It's been a long trip for them. They might just want to get the hell out of there.
Where, the Knicks?
No, Denver.
I don't know.
Who do you got in the golf?
Everybody wants to know who I have in the golf now, huh? People are talking. God say it. People are talking. I heard.
People. I brought it up on Coast to Coast today.
It's all
well, because
over the grid
I did because I did all the golf stuff today because the Farmer starts tomorrow. So normally we do all the golf guys on Wednesday. We did them on Tuesday this week. So we had
Cam
Stewart.
Everybody wants
we
to
had
know
Keith
Lisa's
Stewart.
Special.
And we did,
everybody
and both of
know.
Them. I told both of them your story about Nikki Dunlop last week.
So, I know Stewart's new to the network. What did Stewart say?
He had a good laugh. You know, Stewart doesn't know you, so he doesn't. He didn't really understand the.
Right, he doesn't get.
He does, and I kind of explained it to him. You know, Joe doesn't really know the golfers. He kind of picks them out of a hat. You know, you have fun with it. You're not seriously
gut and
capping
feel,
the golf.
Gut and
it's
feel.
Gut and feel. You look at names, Bo Hostler. You know, Nicky Dunlap. You know, Echevarria. You know, you look for guys. You're just looking gut and feel with names. You're not really capping it.
I've been pretty. I tell you what, the golf whisperer's been pretty close a couple of times. I put Zalatoris on the map a couple of years ago.
You didn't put him in the map.
I put him on the map. I'm gonna put another youngster on the map this week. All right.
Who are you putting on the map? Let's see. I can't wait to hear who you're putting on the map out in Torrey Pines.
Why? You're going to play it. I know you are. Let me just look at the names.
Maybe it's a guy we already have on the card. It's possible.
Nah, you don't have this guy. Hang on. You're talking about you and Cammy Cam?
Yeah. See if you got him on the card. Let's see if we have him, whoever you pick. Me and Cam are actually both on one really deep bomb this week, and I usually don't play guys this far down the board, but we're both on the same deep bomb.
I got a deep bomb for you.
Go ahead, Joe. Who do you got for me?
Joey Highsmith, 500 to 1.
Who?
Joey Highsmith.
Who?
Joey, don't call me Alonzo Highsmith.
You gotta be kidding me.
Joey Highsmith, 500 to 1.
All right, well.
Cinderella Kid, out of nowhere. You know what? I'm going to put him in Joey Highsmith with the Ravens altered and the over.
Yeah, don't waste your time with that.
Here we go.
Oh, Michael Block in the field again for you, Joe.
Yeah, he's a hump.
Blocky, the caddy.
He's dead to me. He's dead
to me. He's 1,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1.
Nah, he's a hump.
Wow, look who else is 1,000 to 1.
Who? English?
Skins.
Ooh.
David Skins. He's like 7 to 1 for a top 40, Joe. He's Skins. Skins. That's your guy.
Nicky the dentist. Look at this. Minnesota's got the lead. This team is gutless.
The deep bomb that me and Cam are playing is Sam Ryder's on the Storm at 170 to 1. We're both playing Sam Ryder.
Carver, every single day with this Wisconsin team.
I know. They get you a lot. I'm surprised you keep going back to them. They've caused you a lot of heartache. Texas up 5, Joe. Texas up 5. Let's go here. Let's go.
Now Valanciunas broke out with 4 bounds in the first quarter.
You didn't play him?
I did have him, but I have him with the Nets in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you see, you get involved in so
many things. And Russell Westbrook over to 5.
Wow, Louisville down 5 here, Joe. Louisville down 5.
Georgetown's getting absolutely smashed.
Yeah, they suck.
Down 27. They were catching 3.5 tonight.
It was a 9-point game of 5 minutes ago.
Down 27.
Nice run for Butler. I need Kentucky to win this game, Joe.
Can't have it.
South Carolina extended. It's a 7-point lead now.
Could Wisconsin cover this line? Like seriously. I got to put this game on. I got to see how gutless this team is.
Who's got that game on?
It's got to be Big Ten,
no?
Oh, no,
that's probably a Peacock game.
Oh, come on with this Peacock. Again?
Oh, no, it's Big Ten Network. You're in luck. Peacock game is actually Michigan and Purdue at 9 o'clock. That game's on Peacock.
I'm not even watching it. I can't do it.
This Peacock game, you can't stand it.
I can't do it.
all right, we got to do horror. We're going to do horror when we come back for a couple seconds.
We got horror tonight.
And then coach for one in the second hour, too. We're going to talk
about Coach Young breaking up the party.
This guy, Griffin getting chopped in Milwaukee. Chopped! Nothing like getting chopped when you're 30-13. That's something else. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah! Here on a Tuesday night. So glad. South Carolina now really extending, Joe. Getting ugly here. Down now up 10 on Kentucky. 11:54 to go in the game.
I need Wisconsin. And Wisconsin up three. We got it.
Okay.
We got it, Ricky boy. We got it, Ricky.
And Duke's in trouble. Well, not in trouble. I mean, they were up big, and now it's only a 6-point game between Duke and Louisville. So that's very interesting as well. And, of course, as Duke has lost this huge lead out at Louisville, who's, you know, the bottom feeders of the ACC this year, that sounds like a better time than ever to bring in our sports business and legal insider, Rick Haro, with Duke. So, hi, Rick. How are you?
I was better about 20 minutes ago. But I think it's just kind of fooling around a little bit. But we'll get it back. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, Louisville stinks. You can't lose them, especially after losing at home to Pitt and the kid jumping up and giving the business to the Cameron Crazies. I mean, that was a great moment on Saturday night for the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, and it is, and you know, when I'm still in football mode, so you know, I'm not yet fully engaged in who's going to end up on which seeding line. You know, it's interesting because that's been out there. I guess it's the same. It's equivalent to the college football polls in September, right? I mean, everybody wants to start talking about it because they have nothing better to talk about. But God, it's January. You know, I mean, it's there are very few college football success stories, the US, the UNLVs and Dukes occasionally and Connecticut's occasionally, that run and hide where you know in December it's over. It's far from that this year.
Yeah, I started checking in with it at about 10:15 Sunday night. That's when I started looking at the seeding Bills-Chiefs game. That's when I started.
I thought you were going to start checking into it halfway down that 44-yard field goal when the wind start pushing it. At 24
they
yards,
they lost anyway.
It looked pretty good. Yeah. Well, all right.
They would have lost anyway. That's true. They didn't stop. They didn't stop Mahomes all night. For a minute 40 left, they weren't going to stop him either. Getting a field goal range, Bucker never loses. So. That's kind of where I'm at right now, Rick. I'm sorry. That's just, you know, we're both.
Wow.
You know what the bottom line is, Rick? Once again, we're both in the same place. We just got there in different ways. We're in the same place again.
Yeah.
At the end of the year. That's just how it goes.
As distasteful as it is to be in the same boat as you, we're in the same boat.
Wow. How about that, Joe?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Look at this guy.
We're in the Titanic. That's it. It's in the Titanic. Nothing we can say.
Unbelievable.
Deck chairs and Titanic. Yeah. I know. It's tough.
So what's on tap for you this week, Rick? Where are you going? You going on a vacation? You going to watch what? Well, what do you do for conference?
Wow, he wants the itinerary, Rick. You got to give me the itinerary.
What is it this week?
It's halfway through the week. This is the antithesis of a vacation. I just got back from Dallas, and I don't know if you've been seeing what the weather looks like, but it's just pathetic all over the country in this freezing rain. And the three-hour flight was 4.5 hours, including going around the storms, where if the storms are around everywhere, you know, we went as far south as near Cuba to get back, and I don't really like doing that. It's not healthy, but I had a meeting with the National Football Foundation and Steve Hatchell yesterday, who's a marvelous individual, and more to come on that later. But it was a reason to kind of fly to Dallas and then basically fly back.
Nice.
We were going to do a whole segment on AT&T and Globe Life and the arena's new plans for the arena in Dallas. And we had to postpone that basically because of the weather too for our show.
Wow.
So we'll do that. So tomorrow here and through the weekend here. And then beginning of next week is some Florida and Tampa before Toronto, Boston and then Vegas. That's a big, you know, 14 days.
Yeah, because you get Toronto for the NHL All-Star game, right, Rick? You'll be up there for that with the NHL All-Star game together.
All-Star Celtics Beanpot Super Bowl. How about that?
Wow. Mm. Hey, is not to go in depth, is Phil Marwell still the communications director for the College Football Hall of Fame with Hatchell? I used to do some work with Phil. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's linked to some of the communications, and the Dallas office is jumping with a whole bunch of people who are committed to football, and I've known Steve for years. He was on the show. He was the Orange Bowl director when I was doing stuff in Miami, and then he what a career turn! Remember he ran the National Rodeo League. I forgot what the name of it was. He would kill me because you don't remember it. I don't know if any of us remember the National Rodeo League. And he was the commissioner of the Southwestern Conference for a while. Then the National Rodeo League. Then he's been running this organization for 16 years, and they are really committed to all kind of football, not just college football. But obviously, high school and pro and a whole bunch of things that are very important. He's a good guy.
Mm.
Good.
How about that?
Nice.
Look at you, Joe. Let's start this week, Rick, with, of course, a big story that happened last Friday, and that was Sports Illustrated, which obviously a lot of us grew up with, especially internet times, let's just say, with the weekly Sports Illustrateds. They got the staff... Future unclear. Pretty much, it sounds like, Rick, the end of Sports Illustrated is what it sounds like.
Well, the Meredith Company bought them for $110 million and then assigned an entity to publish both digital and print. That entity hasn't made its payments. And so the positive way to spin this is that they're negotiating and they'll come up with a long-term plan and get it back running. Probably the realistic way is that the days of what we used to remember as Sports Illustrated are over, and all of us old dudes, middle-aged dudes, remember collecting Sports Illustrateds, collecting the covers. I didn't do this, but I know the rumor with you was, waiting at bated breath at the mailbox for the swimsuit issue. And that was all, that was all really important stuff. What is left of magazines now? Well, you got a Time Celebrity Edition annually, but that's no longer a magazine. It's kind of like an annual, here's your Christmas present. You got a couple of other magazines that publish, but very few other than digital. And it's just signaling what's happening all over the world, right? Beat Rook writers, we all know some who used to be writing for the newspaper. And they said, no, I'm not changing my deadlines. I'm going to stay as a print writer. Well, they're wrapping fish right now, or they're selling insurance. So it's affecting everybody.
Yeah, and let me just say, I'll just say this, because I was a big Sports Illustrated guy. Two things, Rick. I don't mind the articles, but more pictures, right? Sports Illustrated, they used to have the year in pictures. That's the first problem that they had. The second problem that they had is when they wanted to cut costs, and they went back to that cheap paper. It was like I don't even know the type of paper they were trying to write the publication on. It was thinner than Marquette toilet paper. That the 69-cent special. It was so cheap, your finger went right through it. The Sports Illustrated was horrible.
Well, as much as I would like to dump on you for talking about a periodical or a magazine based on the quality of its paper, you happen to be right because Sports Illustrated was always one of those things that you would take a felt-tip pen because you want to circle an article or something, and the paper was so good, it was that glossy stuff, that it would smear. I love elegant stuff where the paper smears, and we don't get that anymore with Sports Illustrated because we don't get Sports Illustrated.
Mm, wow. How about that? Financially hit Arizona won't cut sports for now? What do you say? They are going to cut sports eventually, Rick?
No, what it means is they've got forgiveness of a loan that were put under the pressure of COVID when the university kind of lent them money to get through COVID to keep all 23 sports. And the president of the university basically said, we got to pay back that loan. We got to figure out what to do. And the athletic director would say, look, we have not only football and basketball, we got to worry about 23 sports. So thankfully, cobbled together enough revenue, and it didn't hurt that with Jed Finch now gone, but look at what they've done as a 10-win team in football, and the basketball team ranked in the top eight. They pulled it out because they had enough revenue this year. So good for them, and hopefully that continues in the future.
Yeah, that was nice of Fish to just basically say, see you later, guys. I'm taking off. Here you go.
Bye.
I'm out of here, guys. We'll see you later. Rick, we will come back, and we will hit the rest of the 15. We've got several other topics to discuss, of course. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, talking with Rick Hara. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. We got Rick Hara with us, of course, our sports business and legal insider. Wisconsin up 2 with 3:20 to go in the game. So that's looking shaky. Proud of the Longhorns as they're now up 8 on Oklahoma on the road. But there's still a lot of time there. 9 minutes left. And how about the Huskers? Here comes Hoiberg up 15 with 4.5 to go over Ohio State. I sure do.
I noticed you didn't mention Kentucky. Where are they getting slammed?
Kentucky down 17 right now to South Carolina. So that's a problem.
Calipari has a little GERD. He's got GERD from eating all that marinade sauce.
And the Knicks are up 1 at the half on the Nets, 50-49 in that one. Rick Hara is with us, as we mentioned. Rick, you've got on here, of course, the ratings for the NFL, and the Packers and the 49ers on Saturday night got a very big rating, and I will kind of tie that in the news that I saw late today, which was that the Bills-Chiefs game crossed the 50 million mark and was the highest-rated divisional or wild-card round game ever, with over 50 million. So, man, that Mahomes and Allen showdown once again paying dividends for the NFL and CBS.
Yeah, we're going to see more of that, through the remainder of their careers. That seems to be the hottest. And then the window of NFL playoff seems to focus on that Saturday night, week one, week two window, and will be consistent, and they put the marquee matchup there, and they will continue to do that. The idea of having it be the Peacock night, I think they're going to change that around a little bit because a lot of people are still not happy with that, but that might have been a one-time deal with Peacock for that window, not sure. But that Saturday night, big, Sunday nights are always huge. That 6:30 Sunday window for postseason activity always is the best. That's why the Super Bowl starts at 6:27, because that seems to be the right balance when you have one marquee game between the East Coast and the West Coast. And we'll see it again this week, and we'll see it again in 2 weeks.
Rick, I do want to bring up one thing in regards to, ESPN and the NFL in terms of potentially getting a stake. How does that affect everything as it relates to the TV rights deal? Does that affect the Peacock situation and even Amazon Prime if they strike a deal?
Well, it's huge. It's monumental if it happens. And let's remember, there are a couple of things. One is the next TV cycle, not going to affect the current one that the NFL has. And they may amend it. Obviously, the outliers are everybody but ESPN and the NFL. And they want to hold on to their position. The other piece, which is important, is college football. There are a lot of rumors about the NFL wanting some interest through ESPN in buying the top college football programs as a, quote, feeder system. And, you know, not just from me, you hear it from a lot of people. So is this the first step in what could happen there? You know, you used to think private money should have nothing to do with buying pieces of these networks and or these events. But, you know, look at Florida State, how they've been trolling to try to get an investment in their program. Look at the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour idea, where PGA Tour reaches out to private companies to try to help on that. So there will be a lot of this discussion in the future, and what was unbelievable a few years ago is now probably real.
No doubt. And since you said the PGA, when you talk about smart television moves, that would be what they do now on this week, which is play Wednesday to Saturday at the Farmers at Torrey Pines to stay away from the NFL on Sunday. So that is always a very smart move by the PGA. State-by-state update on sports betting. I feel like it's been a while, Rick, since we've gotten an update from you. We've got several states on the list here. We always like to make sure that our listeners who are in states that have still not gotten their act together to turn the light on, that maybe, hopefully, there's some light at the end of the tunnel for some of these states.
Well, and it's a different process, too. So Minnesota looks close to doing the deal with the Native American tribes and the casino operators. Texas still kind of wallowing. Florida actually got turned on, but it's still subject to the appeal relative to the Seminole tribe. California and Texas are still finding it difficult to get out of their own way. Mississippi is trying to increase into mobile betting and a few other things as well, as is Alabama. So all in all, you're going to have close to 40 states by the end of this year working out all their politics. And, of course, you know, when a couple of states are left, it puts a lot more pressure on those states to generate the money that they're basically losing to their next-door neighbors.
Interesting. So didn't they go live in Vermont recently, FanDuel and DraftKings? Is that true, Rick?
Yes, sir. FanDuel, DraftKings, and Fanatic. And Governor Scott signed the bill. They went live. And, you know, Vermont is going to generate substantial dollars relative to other things in their state. It's still not a big number because Vermont's not a big state. But when you think about some of the states that are doing it now to make sure they keep up with the Joneses, or in this case, the Massachusetts, it's, you know, the Maines, it's going to be a trend that continues.
There's been a long, long winding road, Rick, with this Diamond Sports Group and them trying to obviously get, you know, these games out to the people in those cities. You know, they shut down in Arizona, a couple of other places. Now they have struck a deal with Amazon and Prime Video to stream the Bally Sports. While you talk about that, can you also kind of give us some insight? Is that still a regional specific thing? Like, as in, if you lived in, you know, the Arizona area, you get the Arizona teams? Or is anybody who have Amazon or Prime Video able to get any of these games now from all over the country?
Still trying to work that out. You know, there are territorial restrictions that the regional cable operators signed years ago with their own teams, so you couldn't, you know, use a local game that's not part of the national network games and send it all over the air around the country through streaming. And so they got to work around that. But the idea of Amazon being a part of the investment group dealing with the, you know, post Sinclair bankruptcy, they're pretty strong over the air presence. And now Amazon, obviously one of the biggest streaming digital companies in the history of the universe, that's not going to hurt. So they haven't worked out all the details yet, but it looks like a lot of the folks that were worried about television rights for baseball games can rest a little easier right now.
So where the A's are one of those teams where they're still up in the air after this season where they're going to play. Is that correct?
Bakersfield, Salt Lake City, Reno, Sacramento, all of those are,
Reno?
You know, AAA stadiums that they want. Yeah, the Reno Aces, Right. The Diamondbacks minor league team. But this is not final. They're also looking at sharing the stadium with the Giants, which may work, may be a problem. They'll play in Oakland for another year, but they have two or three more years after that before their stadium gets finished. So this might be a kind of a vagabond team as well. One thing that happens, they made the decision that no matter what they do in the next three or four years, it's better than staying in Oakland.
Well, as like a side to that, Rick, I was talking to Pharrell about this last week when the Salt Lake City and the Sacra Tomato story came out. Like, wouldn't that be a huge opportunity for cities like that, and really more specifically Salt Lake City, because I think they're the only city out of all these ones that are listed here, where if they could put on a good showing, they can kind of say to Major League Baseball, hey, look, we can have a Major League Baseball team. We were able to do it for 2 years with the A's. Is that something that a city like that is looking for when they want to host them for 2 years?
Yeah, especially since Salt Lake City has been kind of firmly in the race of wanting to be an expansion franchise, too. So that is definitely an idea. The AAA team needs to feel like they'll be made whole and made comfortable. There's also the possibility of actually playing in Vegas at that minor league stadium where the Aviators play. So there are a lot of options. I don't know which one is good and better than the others, but there are some options.
Rick, I do want to ask you the latest in terms of EA Sports, the college. We've been teased and tickled like a trailer is. Are we going to be full go for the summer of 2024 before the season starts?
No, not well. Yeah, that's the goal. But there's a lot that has to be done between now and then. And it may, and we keep talking about this because there's been no final details about it. Most of the legal hurdles are cleared. But it's in everybody's interest to get this thing back going before the season starts. You know, there's so many things that are happening in college football now with the 12-team playoff and what's going to happen with the awards shows and ceremonies, with where the ticket sales are going to be with the first four games at home. That's one of many things. And this piece is necessary to be dealt with at the beginning of the season. So a lot to think about in a very short period of time.
I think it's great, Rick, that you have as number 15 this week this guy Duplessis, who won the UFC fight on Saturday night, considering that on this show, he cost Joe a ton of money because he won, Rick, but Joe needed him to knock the guy out. And he had that parlayed with that Nicky Dunlap, the amateur who won at the Amex, but Joe didn't get the ticket for Dunlap because he had it parlayed with this Duplessis to win by a knockout. And he didn't do that, Rick. So I love it that you have that on the list this week.
Well, you know, one of Joe's issues is he knows a lot about everything. He's good looking, and I, you know, love him. But he does overreach from time to time. You know, he tries to get the brass ring, and when you think
he's greedy,
looking for the
he's
brass
greedy.
Ring,
he's
yeah, greedy.
Greedy.
He's greedy. That's fair.
Can we end on this, Joe? And I just have to bring this up because the Dunlap thing made me remember. Rick, that kid's got to go pro, right? I mean, he's got exemptions now. He can play in the signature events. I know he's only 20 years old and a sophomore at Alabama, but, man, he's leaving a lot of money on the table if he doesn't turn pro.
We've had other guys who were amateur and stayed as amateurs, and it didn't work out. Yeah, the guy's got to go pro. And he's got to be in the ball game for all of these dollars now that Liv has increased the opportunities to be a golfer, and he ought to take advantage of it.
I agree, no doubt. Rick, tremendous job, as always. I'll talk to you, or you talk to Scotty on Coast to Coast on Thursday. We'll talk to you back here next week. Rick Harrow, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. So, what'd you say? Wisconsin won by two, huh?
Yeah, gutless. gut what they did to me.
That is.
Absolutely,
that is,
because it ruined it, the Nets are up now. The Nets are up. Valanciunas eaten.
And
so gutless.
So you're out on the Nets now. It doesn't matter?
No, I'm jumping back in.
Well, I'm taking the Knicks live then, down six. I'm going to take the Knicks to win money line.
You're my kryptonite. You were.
I was hoping that you'd stay away. And by the way, we should have. We messed up. I told you when the Nuggets were down at the half, we should have grabbed them at plus 150. And now they're up 10 on the Pacers. So it's a bad job by us, Joe. Swing and a miss. You're too busy worried about all this other nonsense going on.
Me? You got Horro coming on talking about business. I'm trying to concentrate. I'm all over
DiVincenzo with a three. DiVincenzo.
With this guy.
DiVincenzo.
Every night you back this guy.
Let's go. Need him for 15.
You should be on his payroll when he makes the rounds for Christmas time. I hope he gives you a bottle.
Be nice. I'll take a bag, too, of 50s if he wants to hand those out as well. All right, Joe. Elsewhere, Texas is going to beat Oklahoma. They are up 73-58 with 2.5 to go in that one. So that's a big road win for Texas in Norman. Syracuse going to lose to Florida State at home. That's as gutless as it gets, too. What else do we have? UCF's up 10 on West Virginia. South Carolina is going to beat Kentucky. That's almost a final. Duke is extended back to 12. Creighton up 4 on Xavier. They're still in the first half.
You want to take the skunk?
No skunk. We're on Oklahoma State. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.